أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد، يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا. In the previous ayat, after all the various qasams which Allah Ta'ala had taken, and that is to show the very important subject that Allah wants to explain, Allah Ta'ala explained then the reason why Allah took all those qasams is that man should realize that he has been created in toiling, in working hard. There are various aspects of this ayat. One is that a person should work hard, then his health remains good also. The other is that a man has been put through trials and tribulations throughout his life. And after that, man should realize that who saved him from all that. Like a child birth, the mother knows what she goes through, but a great trauma the child also goes through. Who brought the child into this world and made him safe and sound? It is none other but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In fact, even before that, when that little small baby fetus was in the womb of the mother, who protected it? What it went through all that time, living sort of in that small jail in captivity. For 5 months it had life there, and the food of it was the monthly menses of the mother. It went through all that. And then a little child, when it comes into this world, it can't say what it needs, whether its ears are paining, whether its stomach is paining. It can't speak. Who brought it through? And throughout man's life, right through, what and what man goes through. A person, just that we came for Fajr today, what and what could have happened at night? When we woke up, what could have happened in our body? What could have happened just outside the house? While coming, so many things, who is it that protected man from all these things? So when all that is the case, then man must realize that there is a superior being, there is that one being, Allah, who is doing everything. And Allah has got full control over man. When Allah protected him from all these things, and a person comes to his ripe old age, Allah brought him through how many things that he came to this age. So we should realize that Allah Ta'ala is there, and Allah is watching us. As the ayats in front explain, the various aspects which man then should take into consideration. So we should not think that we are just on our own, we are planning and we are making our own destiny. We are making life as we want to, but there is something, somebody superior over us who has made our destiny, our taqdeer, who is watching us all the time. Just like a person, when the boss is watching him, then how diligently doesn't he work? He does everything properly. Even if his cell phone rings, he won't take the call. My boss is watching me at this time. Or a person knows that there are CCTVs around and he's being watched and recorded whatever he is doing. How careful isn't he? Like that man should realize Allah is watching him all the time. And not only watching him, Allah has got so much power over a person which nobody else has got over that person. As we read in the previous surah, even the malaika, angels don't have that control over a person as Allah has got over a person. So whatever the police may be, the government may be, whoever they may be, there may be torture camps, etc. A person can get kidnapped and taken to all these tortures and trials. But as the amount of control Allah has got over a person, nobody else has got that control. So a person should live his life according to that Allah has got full control over me, over my eyes. If a person just looks wrong, if Allah wishes to, Allah is most merciful and gives us lot of chance, but Allah can snatch our eyesight away. We think a little bit wrong and bad things, and how many people complain of the evil thoughts that come in the mind. If Allah has to snatch our brains and make us mad, what will be our condition? We walk to so many wrong places. If Allah has to take our legs away, make us paralyzed, what will be our condition? So we have to realize. So Allah says, that what kya khayal rakhta hai ke us par bas na chalega kisi ka. That's main thing, that nobody will have control over him, nobody has got a say over him. A wise person is who lives his life not like a free person, I can do as I want to. A person who is driving on the road and he feels I can drive as I want to and he drives recklessly, he will kill himself, he will kill other people also. Or at the worst, at the least, he will be arrested and put into jail. So like that in life also, if a person feels I can live as I want to, I can tell anyone what I want to tell them, I can do whatever I want to, and he does not realize that Allah is over him, that person is heading for head-on destruction. He will be destroyed completely, if not in this world, by Allah's clemency and mercy. Allah spares him in this world, but in the akhirat he will face very terrible consequences. So Allah Ta'ala warns us in this ayat that we should realize that there is a being above us who is controlling us and has got full control, and we should live that life as though knowing fully well that Allah Ta'ala is there. And that is what comes in the hadith, أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى, that you should worship Allah. In fact, your whole life you should live in such a way that you know that my Allah is watching me, and my Allah has got full control over everything of mine, my heart, my brains, my eyes, whatever it can be. So I must live in conformity of the laws of Allah, then he will live peacefully in this world also, in the qabr, at the time of maut, in the akhirat, and forever in Jannah also. But if he lives recklessly as though Allah is not in his life, Allah has got no say over him, he can do, I'm a big boss, I can do as I want to, that person is heading for great destruction. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding, not only in our ibadah, today even in our namaz, we are like free, we are not bound to Allah. Bodily, alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, we come and we make our ruku sajda, but our minds are not in control at all. What things we think about, our minds must also be in control and focused on Allah. As we may raise our hands on time, we go on ruku in time, we go in sajda on time, like that our mind must be also focused, and a person must make a definite effort to make his namaz a namaz, and then he will see how Allah Ta'ala's favors pour upon him. May Allah give us all tawfiq.